Thanks for calling Bay Electric. If you'd like to speak to Mandy in the office, and she's in the office Monday through Thursday from 8 to 1, and on Fridays from 12 to 5, dial 0. If you wish to speak to myself, Doug Rogers, the owner, dial 1, or you may leave a message. Thank you.
Electric.
Hi, is Doug available?
This is Doug.
Hey, Doug, this is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Pretty good. I remember your name or your company.
Yeah, it looks like you had requested some information on our working capital programs about a week ago.
I think you sent me something. Yeah, I think you sent me a card or something in an email or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known your company. I think there was like a number involved in it or something.
Absolutely, yeah. We had actually mailed a finance offer to you, and it had a 16-digit reservation code on there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, did you have a couple minutes to talk?
Yeah, and just to give you a kind of upfront deal, I get about 30 of these calls a day.
Sure, I'm
sure. The only reason I'm taking yours is because I remembered that information I got from you.
Yeah.
I don't remember the details about it. I remember the name.
Okay, yeah, and I can give you a little rundown of it. And we're probably a little different than most of the people that call you. I mean, we're an actual bank, so we have a whole lot of programs. We don't just do, you know, one thing that, you know, a lot of the robocalls will do. We're a little more personalized. It looks like with you guys, we had sent you a finance offer. Let's see. It looks like we sent it out the beginning of May. It was for both equipment financing and working capital. And it looks like we had you pre-approved for up to $250,000 on the working capital side. Now, it looks like you filled something out online with us requesting the information on the working capital. Was that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I will point you in the right direction because we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to give you a quick thumbnail sketch of my company.
Sure, sure.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Siemens Quad Breaker. Okay. Been in business since 1983 in Galveston, Texas. I'm an electrical contractor. I'm the owner and the master electrician. I don't know how much you know about electrical work, but there's got to be at least one. There's got to be at least one master electrician per company that's actually responsible. He's the only one that can pull permits.
Oh, okay.
Electrical engineers cannot pull permits. It has to be a master electrician. But anyway, so I'm the master electrician and the owner of my company. It's about a 10-man company. Do about anywhere from 850 to $1.3 million a year. Pretty much the same amount every year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just very, you know, because I have the same clients. You really don't teach you in school how to own a business. But anyway, you got to cull out the people that don't pay you and only work for the people that do.
Absolutely.
You can't force anybody to pay you. I don't care if you sue them or whatever, you know. But anyway, so I work for like 7 or 8 different general contractors, mostly. You know, some new things pop up, but I normally work for these same general contractors over and over again. And business has changed a lot. You used to get paid very quickly. You do not get paid very quickly anymore.
Yeah.
The bigger your companies that you do, the more money you do with them, the slower they pay you.
Absolutely.
They all have what's called an AIA, architectural form and contract that you fill out that basically says they don't have to pay you till they get paid, 30 yeah. days after they get paid. So long story short, I have to fill in the gaps a lot waiting on money, and I do this by overdraft protection with my bank, which I've been with them since 1978, so if I ever have an overdraft, they take care of it, but they do charge me for it.
Yes.
So, yes. And if you're in the bank, you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
I played high school football with my banker. So, you know, we go way, way back, and it's just business.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. I gross like $80,000 a month. And like this week's going to be real good. I'm going to get like 50 grand. But the 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before, I didn't really pick up hardly anything.
I see.
But I got to take care of my IRS and all my overhead and everything else. That's the way my business functions. That's the way it's functioned ever since I've been in business.
Okay.
So I have good weeks and bad weeks. And right now I have one loan that I have with Can Capital. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I know them.
Okay, and I'm halfway through with that loan. I got it December the 13th, and it's a 10-month loan. And it was originally for $35,000, and I'm halfway through with that loan.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at now.
Do you know how much the total payback on that 35 was?
Yeah, it was 60.
Oh, geez, okay.
And it's not the first loan I had. Last year, in 2015, I had a loan with Shore Funding. For $30,000? No, did I tell you 35? I got 45.
Oh, 45, okay.
45, I was wrong. I got them confused. The first one I got was 35 from Shore Funding.
Okay.
Never missed a payment. Those are daily, like the ones I'm doing right now with, the one I'm doing with Can Capital is $257 a day. So that's how much I'm paying every day to Can Capital.
I got you.
And I've got half of it left. It's like December 13th or 18th or something, it'll be paid off.
Okay. All right.
So that's where I stand. The only thing I'm really looking for is try to, unless I got a good deal, you know, I've had a lot of companies talk to me about a line of credit that you only pay back, but you can tell me which program you think would be best
yeah.
for me. Oh, I'm like a 685. Credit score. That's
okay.
What my credit score is, about like 685. Changes a lot though on mine because I have so many payments and stuff. But anyway,
yeah, that's pretty standard.
When you I send out about 100 checks a month. Is what I'm saying. So it moves probably more than most people do. But anyway, that's where I'm at.
Okay.
I've never went bankrupt. Never had a hot check. I'm able to pay my bills, but I'm not setting the world on fire. That's why.
Yeah,
I'm
no, I got it. That's a pretty clear picture. You made it a little easier for me to try to figure out what we're going to work with here.
Okay.
Now, let me see. Sorry, I'm taking all these notes by hand. I do it that way first, and then
no, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So bear with me here. All right. Now, okay. So when you are in the position where you're getting slow paid, right? How long in advance do you know that you're going to, you know, need some financing, really, that you know that you're going to be waiting before you get paid and you need the money in the account? How long in advance do you know that?
I know when I get a job with that contractor, I know it's going to be slow. From the minute I sign the contract.
Oh, okay.
I know it's going to be slow.
Okay.
It's not the job, it's the contractor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so give me 1 second. All right.
Let me stop you right there. The money I'm getting from this contractor this week is about 40 grand, and it's about 7 weeks old. And that's pretty typical. That's pretty typical.
Okay. Yeah.
But one of the jobs I completely did, all the labor's paid for, the taxes are paid for, the overhead's paid for. And half the material's paid for. And the rest of the material I have to pay on the 15th of this month.
Okay. All right. So when is the next time do you think you'll be in the position where you're going to need some extra funding?
Well, what I would like to do right now, if it's possible, is pay this one off that I have that I'm paying every day, the $257. I'd like to get a little – I'd like to pay them off with a better loan.
Yeah, yeah.
A less expensive loan.
And that definitely is an option. Now, just to give you an idea of the way this thing works, okay?
Okay.
So we're talking about working capital loans here. It'll be very similar to what you have through CAM, but we should be able to get you know, some better terms and options to go with. Now, when you do a working capital loan, there is no straight 100% refinancing. So if you want to refinance that current loan that you have, which we can do based on the numbers that you give me, it seems like it's on the table. We would be able to pay that off, but then you would also have to take an additional amount on top of that, which isn't necessarily, it isn't necessarily a bad thing if you say this, you know, this situation comes up somewhat often.
Oh, yeah. In other words, right now, you said I was possibly pre-approved for $250, and I wouldn't want nearly that much money.
Okay, yeah, and you know the way that it works is we get you an approval for the largest amount possible, and then we kind of work backwards from there. So if we get you approved for the 250 and you don't need anywhere near it, you can choose a lesser amount to take, and then go from there. So you know you'd probably be looking at, you know, with the current loan that you have, I'm assuming the balance is somewhere around maybe 20 to 25,000 on there.
Something like that. I would say it's between 25 and 31.
Okay, 25 and 31. So we would be looking at, in order to pay that off and get you the additional financing, which is required for the programs, you'd be looking at somewhere much lower than 250. You'd be looking at probably like 60 to 80. And then half of that would go to pay off the current loan, and the other half would be the additional funding for you to go forward with. Now, something to remember with these is once you get halfway through the term with us, we then open you up to additional financing where you would have longer terms and lower rates. We call it a returning customer rate.
Yeah.
So especially if this is something that comes up somewhat often for you, that would be a really good option for you to have. If you take just
it
what
sounds
you
sounds like it.
Yeah, you would take just what you need for the time being. You get midway through. And then when you come up to, you know, the next situation where you need it, it's going to be available to you there. You're going to have more available, and it's going to be even better rates and terms.
Okay.
We kind of describe ourselves as a relationship-based bank. So once you, you know, start the relationship and show that you make the payments on time, we get very flexible and open you up to a whole lot more.
Can I stop you there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this is what kind of upsets me. Now, not to what you said, but I have a track record already with two companies.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and I kept a PDF file. I got all the information that shows I've already had two of these loans, or one and a half of them, and I've never missed a payment.
Yes.
Would you be able to take that information and take that into consideration under my program?
Absolutely. So what we'll do is if you can send over that information, that will go into your initial approval. So it's going to help you get from the beginning, you know, a better package. Now, on top of that, once you do that and you start the relationship with us, it gets even better.
Okay.
So we will take into account what you've already done. We absolutely will.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we look at, there are a few things that we look at when we come to, you know, getting you the final approval. The first thing that we look at is your overall sales. So the programs are primarily based on the sales. So we're usually able to do 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. If you're tracking at 1.3, we'd be able to do 130 right off the bat. Now, on top of that, we're also going to take a look at the personal credit. That plays a small factor, not as much as the sales. But then we'll also take a look at your other loan history, too. So all of those are going to come together for the initial approval. And from what you told me, the numbers are looking like, you know, we're going to have something that would make sense for you, and you're going to get a better than normal rate because you already have a history of loans, right?
Yep. Okay.
Now from there, we would start our relationship on that initial approval and go forward. And once you're halfway, sometimes it's 40% of the way through the term, so a little before the halfway point, then you'd be eligible for additional funding. And if something does come up where, you know, you have something and you're on like maybe a 1 week notice where you know you're going to need the funds, once we already have everything together, we can turn around and get money in your account in 2 days. It's once the relationship's established, things get a whole lot easier, if you catch what I'm saying.
Okay.
There.
Okay. So yeah, I'm interested now. I'm a little confused about one item.
Sure.
Now, hold
what
on
you got?
Just a second. Bunk, kind of like a bunk room, like bunk beds. Trying to do, you know, I'm a small businessman. You always do.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
yeah.
Okay, now, do you have my email address?
Now, the email address that I have is bayelectric1976@att.net.
Yeah, and I've got to leave the office to go to a job site, but if you want to send me the initial application and requirements, you can send that to me. And I can't look at it and send it back to tomorrow, but I can definitely do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Now, one of the things that you said, I'm paying $257 back right now, but you talked about paying $50 or $60. Were you talking about $50 or $60 a day?
Oh no, I was giving you. Wait, no, I'm not sure what your payment would look like yet. I was giving you a ballpark total amount.
Okay. Oh, $50,000 or $60,000is what you're
talking and
about.
Actually, it looks like you'd be eligible for a whole lot more than that. But, you know, we can work off of just what you need at the time being, and sometimes it works better that way.
Let me try this. Let's say that based on my gross annual sales, you know, I was pre-approved for $250.
Sure.
Let's say I don't want $250,
uh-huh.
And I'm looking for $100.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for $100. Now, if I was getting $100, what would be the term of the $100,000?
So we'll give you a couple different options. In the same sense of the amount, where we get you approved for the largest amount and then you choose what you want, we'll do the same thing for the term. So we'll get you approved for the longest term possible. Typically, they range anywhere from 3 months to, you know, 36 months. The 36 months is a little rare, and usually for first-time customers, we see more along the lines of 24 months. So
okay, let's just take that. Let's just take that. So I'm trying to get an idea. So if we did a 24-month, and we did $100,000. What would be the not the best customer, not the medium customer? What would be the payback per day?
Okay.
You have that information. You have a chart for that kind of stuff.
So I don't, just because it has to go through a credit analysis before they give the actual terms. I can give you a general idea, but it's.
Give me a general idea.
It's going to be a broad spectrum, and it could vary. So I just want to warn you, I don't want to give you any unreasonable expectations or tell you one thing and come back with another. We're all about being transparent and giving you, you know, straight answers. So if you're looking at that, I mean, $100,000 and you're going to do it in 24. Let me see. By 21, I mean, you would probably be in the ballpark of right around $250 a day on that. And that's, again, that's just, I mean, giving you not the best, not the worst.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be your best customer or your worst customer. I think I fit somewhere in between.
Okay.
Because what scares a lot of people is I might have 10 negative days in a month, but that's just the way my business is. And then I wait for the big money to come in, and you start the game all over again. But because I've got the overdraft protection, nothing ever goes back. So the only thing about me that's bad, or that some people look at as bad, is the overdraft days.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, that can be a pretty big factor in it, because the programs are directly tied to the bank account. So, you know,
Just like I told you in the beginning, yes, the banker makes money off of it. That's the only negative thing in my business. Like this week, the bank will be loaded up. But if 3 weeks from now, you know, after I pay all the bills and everything, and if I got some more slow pay, then I'll have some more negative day. That's just the way my business runs. And people that worked with me in the past, they don't have any trouble with it because I have a track record with them.
Yes, yeah, I see that. And that's something we can work with. We'll take a look at what we're dealing with, and we'll fit you into the program that matches best with you. So if that rolls you out on one, we'll get you into another. It definitely sounds like there's something here that we can help you with.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at it. And because I remembered your name, I already had 3 phone calls this morning from other companies. Go ahead and email me what you want me to send back, the information that you want me to send back, and I can do it tomorrow.
Okay, absolutely. And what I'll do on the email that I'm sending you, you're going to have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, you can call me directly, you can email me, and you'll be, you know, I'll be the person that you're talking to the whole time through this, so we can be on the same page all the way through.
That would be great.
Yeah, it's a little easier that way when you're dealing with just one person.
Yes.
Okay, so Doug, I will send the email to you now. I'll put it together. It'll probably take me maybe 5 minutes, and I'll shoot it your way. And then I'll look for it probably tomorrow afternoon. I might give you a call tomorrow just to check in, see if you have any questions on it.
Okay. Sounds good? Sounds great. Go ahead and call me.
Okay. I will. All right. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go, Doug?
No, the only thing I was going to tell you, it's not a question, it's a comment.
Sure.
Now, basically what I would do, okay, this $257 a day is like $4,000 plus a week, okay?
Okay.
I mean a month. So I'm paying back $4,000 right there on that one. Uh-huh. And then I owe my banks some old loans that I pay them back. Now I pay them back $6,000 a month.
Okay.
So those two right there, okay, those two right there, over $10,000.
Yeah,
okay.
I see.
Okay. If I got the 100, the loans are not a lot of money. I would pay the bank off, pay Ken Capital off, and instead of having to pay $10,000 back a month, you would be the only one I had to pay back, and I would, like you said, paying you back about $4,000 or $5,000, so I would pick up another $5,000 a month that is extra spending money for me. So
absolutely.
And negative days would not look so negative.
And that's the goal here, to get you away from that model where you're falling into the negative. If we're able to do that, there's going to be a whole lot more available to you going forward.
Well, that's why I'm completely honest with you, telling you the situation, the amount of debt burden that I have now, because the way it's structured, I don't owe the bank that much money.
Uh-huh.
But I still got to pay them that much money a month. So the $100,000 would, you know, the $25,000 that I own the bank would pay the bank off, would pay Ken Capital off,
sure.
And it would free up a lot more money for me.
Absolutely, it sounds like a good plan there. And the cash that we would give you is unsecured, so you're free to spend it however you want. But
yeah.
I mean, my honest feedback is that is the proper way to go forward. You want to get away.
That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, you want to get away from that you know, low margin where you have the possibility of dropping below zero in the bank account. So
yeah, and see what this would do, you know, because I have to pay the bank $30 for every check. And, you know, it don't take long to pile up some money if you got 7-8 checks in one day.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're overdrawn for that day. Now, I'll give you, I paid the bank $16,000 in overdrawn last year.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Everybody got went back. But what I'm saying is, this would correct all of that.
Yes. Yes, that is what I see going forward for you.
And when I send you the bank statements, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about.
Sure, yeah, I'll take a look at them myself.
Okay,
all right. Well, Doug, you know, it's a pleasure meeting you. Definitely sounds like we got something that we're going to be able to work with here. So, like I said, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, and I will give you a call tomorrow just to touch base.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doug.
Bye-bye.